Proclamation number 4869, dated the March 29th, 1950. The working of the spirit. Spiritual rebirth. Let my spirit take effect in you and you'll know the truth, for the working of the spirit will guarantee you such. Then I myself will guide your thoughts correctly, I will inspire you with the right thoughts, I will pour out my spirit upon you. It need not always be an obvious, that is, an extraordinary activity like the direct transmission of my word from above. Instead, the working of the spirit can also take place in a completely natural manner, providing a person fulfills the condition I have linked to my working in the human being. He need only want what is right and live as is pleasing to me, i.e., he need only fulfill my will which manifests itself in actions of love, then his spirit will already be awakened and this spirit within the person, being in contact with me, will teach the latter such that he will think correctly, that he will know the truth and will therefore also be able to recognize and endorse what is right. He will also be entirely convinced of thinking correctly, but he will ascribe this ability to himself and not to my working in him until my servants enlighten him about the working of the spirit in the human being. He will indeed understand this, but only when I myself can take effect in him through the spirit, otherwise he will reject such teaching as implausible. Once my spirit can be active in a person, he will also have been won over for the eternal kingdom. For this is already an act of spiritual rebirth, an act of redemption from the constrained state. Then the spirit will guide the person and, without doubt, lead him towards the goal, towards eternal life. If a person therefore consciously strives towards me, if he firmly believes in me, if he lives a life of love and pays attention to his inner feelings, his thoughts and his constantly growing knowledge, often without any external influence, he can therefore also assuredly assume that his spirit has awakened to life and that a descent into the abyss need no longer be feared. Then his thoughts will concur with the word from above with which I would like to prepare all people for this process, so that they will have a direct connection to the Eternal Father, so that they will receive the knowledge about my reign and activity in the universe, so that they will learn to love me as their Creator and Father and thus establish contact with me so that I can convey the truth to them through which they will become blessed. Amen.